Senator Cole says the country needed to do something to cut costs.
We simply could not afford to wait another 10 or 20 years until health care costs engulf our economy and break the banks of American families and businesses, both large and small.
But retiree Claudia Hogan says she won't get much help with the new legislation right now because of the so-called donut hole. She needs expensive medication to treat her leukemia. Under Medicare Part D, once someone reaches $2,830 in total drug costs, they drop into the hole and have to pay the full cost of prescription drugs until the total out-of-pocket cost reaches $4,550. Then drug plans like Hogan's pick up again. But she still has a hefty copay.
I hit the donut hole for drugs in January, and I have gone through the donut hole by the end of February with my February refill. Now I'm in the catastrophic coverage, which is 5%, which is well over $200 a month for the rest of the year.
Under the new legislation, Hogan will qualify for a $250 rebate to help with her annual $10,000 medical bill. Again, Senator Cole.
This bill is a great start, but it's not perfect. And we have to come back and redo it and revisit it and refine it and improve it. Nobody's suggesting that this is the final bill forever. It's the first bill.
Cole says by 2020, the donut hole will close for good. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.